Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dev Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is Dev Knight. Hi, this is Dev Knight. You know, I like to talk about my music and stuff like that, but unfortunately, I'm not living a normal life. The one reason why I say that is, you know, not just, you know about all the obstacles I came across, but the other reason is because of the criminally insane people coming to me who I did not know were very dangerous for my past. You know, I like to positive people to come in my life, new people. If I knew somebody from who was well and not, you know, not a criminal, not a bigot, just someone who's, you know, good from my past, you know, I'd talk to them directly. Unfortunately, since I've been living where I have, I attracted the criminally insane or people violating laws, and that's not the type of people I can hang around. I had no idea that I was living next door to a sociopath. And I want to tell you people, if you move into a condo, a house, or apartment, be careful who you're living around. I didn't realize that when I moved to the Bow Street Manor in 2002, I was living next door to a crazy, dangerous person. And, you know, this person had been coming over here. These people have been 20 years over, and all, you know why? They were obsessed with me, and they did not want me to succeed, and they were jealous because I owned a home. That is sick. They coming over here, I think they were in an apartment next door to me in 2002, 2004, when I moved to my home in, you know, in March, and they still coming over here because they think they're going to be with me. Or, and here's the other thing. They did not want me to own a home. They did not want me to succeed. This individual, I have called the police on, still outside mentioning that I went to West Valley Occupational. I think they're so deranged. You're not supposed to be coming over here no 20 years unless you are a psychotic criminal. That's dangerous. Bow Street Manor should be investigated in that whole street, not to mention the other people. The reason why, because they said I bragged about my condo. I did not talk to them, and I did not brag about anything. That in itself is sick after 20 years. I had to stay away from people with mental health problems. That's why I make sure in my private life I don't have no crazy person around me. And that's another reason why I was not interested in clinical psychology, not as a therapist, not as a manager, not as a director, not as a volunteer. And I cannot work with adults or children. It's over. I bring that up because the same woman, I think, is going to the San Fernando Center, or was there, and some other people with Cornerstone, and I don't want them coming over here. Again, they were coming over here, and they said the same thing. They didn't want me to succeed. They did not want me to be a lawyer for no reason because they're jealous or racism. They said they don't like no. Me, because I'm a black person, they did not want me to succeed. I have tried to get a restraining order and call the police on this crazy woman on both and these people several times because I think they are very dangerous. They should not have, I don't even know them personally. That's the first thing. I have no attraction to these people on both and nearby on both or at Cornerstone San Fernando Center, and they keep coming over here saying the same thing. That's criminally insane. What is the police doing to lock these people up? They should be locked up. I want nothing to do with San Fernando in any way or the county. I was not interested. I may have a BA in psychology. It was a mistake. I wish I would have got something else. I would never work in clinical psychology, volunteer in any way, or be a part of it in this lifetime. This crazy woman is still coming outside. It turns out that these people may be homeless. They had an apartment 20 years ago. Now they're homeless. It is something wrong with the system. They don't get locked up. They need to be locked up. These people are criminally insane. I think they're a threat to me simply because of jealousy and bigotry. I mean, I don't know why they keep coming over to my home. They're outside coming over here. It is such a violation. The only thing, I was talking to my realtor yesterday, and she said, you know, you can't move until you find a gym. I am going to, but I'm waiting to the right time. As it turned out, these how dangerous they are. They have said they lied to New York State to get records. You know, I don't have no criminal record, but they were calling hospital, and I said, that's a violation. They have said they contacted schools that I was affiliated and people to get my grades and so on, which is a violation. It's a crime. That's criminally insane and dangerous. They're outside coming over here. I don't know why these people have been locked up in a state penitentiary or a hospital. Are they mad because they don't own their home? And that is not a excuse to be a criminal, a dangerous person. You don't follow nobody 20 years. When people hear me say that, some people will say it's hard to believe. But they keep, and they were following me around in the car. One of them said they were a drag queen. I don't have no trust to no drag queen or trust for saying who's a criminal or a stalker. I don't. But it's, you know, I don't make up these stories. Woman can say, it was so incredible that he's getting a lawyer after what he's done. That's a violation. Pure violation. I don't want, this woman is insane, and so is the people on both coming over here 2 decades. Coming to ask, and it's insane for the system to not lock her up. If they have gotten grace, they violated the law. They also said they were targeting me because they think they want me to lose my home through a conservatorship. As I said before, I am very high functioning. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a highly educated person. They are trying to commit a crime against me simply because of ulterior motives, and they are dangerous. I do not lie about these things. The best way I was told is to call the police. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I do want to leave my home, sell it. But that's the other thing. You know, they got this, they don't want me to, they want to try to get money for my home by manipulating me through a real estate fraud, say I'm going to move back to a rental because they don't want me to go backwards and not own a home. That is so evil. That is pure evil. Sit on their fucking ass for 20 years coming over here. And I can't keep calling the police or get a restraining order of a deranged, sick person who got a bunch of people got some obsession to tear me down or destroy me simply because they're jealous or they're a bigot. That is so evil. The only thing is to get the police involved in this because this is illegal. I don't know why I'm dealing with some crazy, obsessed person who I do not know personally, who lived next door or near me on Bulls 20 years ago. That is so deranged. Talking about me going to West Valley Occupational Center. I want to know how did they know all this. Maybe perhaps they heard me on my podcast or I don't know. Well, I'm a very high-functioning person. But I believe I'm dealing with one of the most dangerous and sickest individuals on this planet who come over here 22 decades, who I don't know, who has an obsession, and some other group of people who are mentally ill, homeless, and coming over here targeting me simply because they don't own the home. This is what I will say. I hope they can do something with the homeless, mentally ill, and the severe mentally handicapped, but some of them are very dangerous. Some of them are not capable or shouldn't be on the street or living next door to people, like I did who lived on Bow Street Manor and the people from that center nearby. These people are criminally insane. And being and trying to be a star is no excuse. They already said, these same people said they sampled my music. Okay, another violation. I don't believe any of that shit. It's just delusional people. I had to stay away from these delusional, dangerous people. And one of them said they're conservative. I'm not no conservative. I don't want no dangerous, psychotic person coming over here. Why is he coming over here? I don't even know, saying things that don't pertain to reality. I can't deal with no criminally insane person. Now, I hope people, when they hear this podcast, do not make assumptions that are not true. They said, telling people that something is wrong with me when I talk about this on podcast. I have to. This is deranged and dangerous. They're saying things that don't pertain to reality, and they targeted me for 2 decades for jealousy. And when I say bigotry, it's because, you know, they're homophobic, and they said they're conservative, and you know, I don't deal with people like that. And I don't deal with a stranger, black, white, or brown, who I don't know, keep coming over here with saying things that are crazy. Something's wrong with that San Bernardino Center if they don't do nothing with these hoodlums. And they may not be over there no more, but they are dangerous. The criminally mentally ill can be very dangerous. 2, I'm going to also report they said they talked about from Buffalo, New York. Again, I don't deal with anybody from Buffalo except my family. I am from Buffalo, but when they talk about Buffalo, New York, I think that's crazy too. Again, if I dealt with somebody from Buffalo, New York, I mean, it would be with somebody directly. I don't want to deal with anything from Buffalo, New York. That's just a criminally insane. They probably looked up information for me and probably heard me on podcasts talking about that or whatever. But I'm dealing with a deranged stalker who I have no attraction to, who should never have lived next door to me, who should have been locked up in prison or locked up, who can't move on from 2 decades. I'm also dealing with a group of people who can't move on from 2 decades, who are low-functioning and are terrible individuals. I don't like what they say. Oh, I could be a leader. Or I could be in a bank. I ain't interested in being no leader, no sinner, no mental for mentally ill people. I had too many bad experiences. That's not what I came to L.A. for. That's deranged. That's not going to happen. But anyway, Buffalo, New York, if anybody was from Buffalo, New York, and not coming out here, who I knew a long time ago, that is crazy. Records from Buffalo, that's illegal. I'm not in Buffalo, New York, because I simply do not want to live there. I haven't lived there in a very, very long time. But my point is that I must protect myself from this criminally insane group of people. They got some ulterior motive to destroy me and stop me from succeeding in music and getting a great job in the American dream simply because of jealousy and their own psychosis and bigotry. This is not what I need. I don't want to attract this trash to me. Why is I attracted one of the most dangerous and sickest individuals on this planet to me? I don't understand. These people are deranged. Still talking about what happened 20 years ago. Now, if she contacted the school and got grades of that information that's confidential, she violated the law. She can go to jail, and I believe they may have. I don't have proof. Just like mentioning Buffalo, I don't know. I don't talk to or deal with anybody in Buffalo. I haven't been to Buffalo in decades, so why are they mentioning that? This is deranged. That's crazy. See, I want to attract positive people to me. New, or if I knew somebody from my past, they had to be well and good. They come to me directly. I don't want to deal with some psycho who come and follow me around and don't talk to me or something like that. I don't want to deal with that. I want to deal with good people. I'm a good person, but I am not naive. I have to protect myself because there are some people out there who are not only not good, but dangerously obsessed and insane, and they can hurt people. You have to be careful who you live next door to, whether it's an apartment, a house, a condo, or whatever. You could be living next door to a sociopath who may target you. That's what I dealt with. And people mentioning stuff about records or violation from my past who come out and don't talk to me, that's a violation too. You don't be careful who you're near. That's all you have to, all I have to say. Wherever you live or wherever you go, be careful who do you deal with. And you know what? They said that they go, they want to see me move back to a rental because they simply don't want me to own a home, which is insane and dangerous. I am never going to move, live in a rental apartment in L.A. in this lifetime. After moving to a condo for 20 years, no way. Not in this lifetime. It's not going to happen. And I'm going to make sure of it. They want to take the American dream. American dream is about owning a home, getting a great job, and getting a car or aspiring, and these people don't want to see me succeed. And these people are dangerous for no reason, simply because of jealousy and because they don't like a black person trying to succeed, or they got to target me because of homophobia. That's not right. Be careful, and crazy people, dangerous people, come in all shapes and sizes and colors. I dealt with this white woman who's dangerous, or these Latin and Mexican mentally ill people and black people who are dangerous. You know, and they were talking about me being in a band, just playing. I ain't interested in being over there. I'm very high functioning. I don't deal with low functioning people. That's not what I came out to L.A. to do. I came out to deal with well people. I want to attract somebody in the music industry legitimately who wants to work with me on a song. Or I want to try someone who's highly intelligent, or someone who's aspiring, who wants to be somebody, or someone who's just will simply want to be nice. I don't want to attract no evil person to me who want to destroy me or for no reason, so because they themselves can't get their act together. Be careful who you're around, but more importantly, be careful who you live next door to. Be careful who you come across, because they could be an evil sociopath trying to hurt you. And that's what I dealt with for the last over 20 years. Good day, good night from Dove Knight. And I must keep away and stay safe, and so should you.